It's the supreme radio station, the heart and soul of American music, WHVW, Hyde Park. Yeah, it's about the size of it. And it's time once again for the Pirate Joe Country Music Radio Show and Old Blues and R&B. Extravaganzo. And that's the proper way to do it. Just so long as you roll those R's, you'll be doing all right. Well, we've got a whole new week to mess with. Actually, a whole new month, the last month of 2003. Well, it just seemed like yesterday that it was Happy New Year, and now it's going to be Happy New Year again, as this month will zip through quickly, I hope. I am the first to rejoice at the passing of the so-called holiday season, so can't be over quickly enough. January looks good, despite the snow and the cold. And I was like, okay, fine, I'll take them. Just, you know, get this over with. At any rate, we're going to play some cool tunes for you today on the Pirate Joe Country Music Radio Show, an old blues and R&B extravaganza, yes. And we make we take the Pirate Joe pledge here. Another Christmas music free hour on the Pirate Joe Country Music Radio Show and Old Blues and R&B Extravaganza. In fact, all 3 hours of the show will be Christmas music free. So if you're already burnt out on it, and I understand that there are stations out there that are doing this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Oh, boy. Whew. Well, you won't be subjected to that here. It's like, oh, man. I don't know, maybe people can deal with that. And it's like one or two is too much for me, but it's like all day long, all night long, for over a month. Oh, boy. I couldn't deal with that. At any rate, we've got some cool tunes, and we're going to bring them to you this afternoon on the Pirate Joe Country Music Radio Show and Old Blues and R&B Extravaganza, local news with Hank Gross. But, of course, coming up at 4:30 and 5:30, and we'll keep you abreast of what's going on in and about the Hudson Valley right now. We've got Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with the story of Felix the cat.
underneath a pussy willow, Felix, Felix the Cat.
understand it. Every single thing I try to do, you're always there to lend a helping hand in. But most of all, I love you 'cause you're you. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for the way you never doubt me. But most of all, I love you 'cause you're you.
Texas troubadour himself, the man who invented country music, Ernest Tubb. Yes, indeed. Now, why do I call him the man who invented country music? Well, quite simply this. It was E.T., as he was also sometimes referred to, idea to use that nice, loud electric guitar in his early recordings because he realized that that's what he needed to cut across the din of a juke joint when his records came up on the jukebox. He wanted to make sure people could hear them. And he also was the person who probably more than anyone else, in fact, he might have been the only one that was really involved in pushing this, using the term country music as opposed to hillbilly music. Of course, now things are kind of flip-flopped once again, and we prefer to refer to it as hillbilly music rather than country music. But we won't go into all the reasons why, because we don't have to make the show a dissertation. That was I Love You Because from 1950 on a Decca promo 78 hit number 2 on the Country Western chart, and Leon Payne wrote the tune. On an Atlantic 78, man that just didn't know how to make a bad record, Big Joe Turner. And Van Piano Man Wallace and his orchestra with Sweet 16. That was from 1952, hit number 3 on the R&B chart for Big Joe Turner, Atlantic 78, number 960. On a Vocalion 78, we heard the steel guitar honky tonk, Perkins getting the writer's credit on that, the Universal Cowboys. And on a Columbia Potato Head 78, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with the story of Felix the Cat. Courtlander, Wendling, and Brian getting the writer's credit. Sounds like a law firm. We've got about 16 minutes past the hour of 3 on this Monday version of the Pirate Joe Country Music Radio Show and Old Blues and R&B Extravaganza on the best station in the nation, the hip spot on your dial, the heart and soul of American music, the famous WHVW. Right now, we're going back to 1955. Here's a tune that hit number 10 on the R&B chart and 77 on the pop chart. Let's walk in the front door, sit down, and read the menu and place our order at Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, wow. It's the Robins.
At Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, wow. At Smokey Joe's Cafe.
One day while I was eating beans
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
just sitting digging over scenes
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
a chick came walking through the door that I had never seen before, at least I never. with soda pop
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, and I started shaking when she sat right down next to me. Ooh, her knees were almost touching mine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Her chill was running down my spine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Oh, I could smell a sweet perfume. She smiled at me, my heart went boom. Then everybody in the room
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
They said, man, be careful. That pig belongs to Smokey Joe. Behind the counter, I saw a man. A shelf hat on his head and a knife in his hand. He grabbed me by my collar and began to shout.
You better eat up all your beans and bar and clear out on
that. Yes, I know I'll never eat again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
And so we'll never meet again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
I'd rather eat my chili beans at Jim's or Jack's or John's or Jean's than take my chances eating out
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, I risk my life when that Smokey Joe's a crazy fool.
Decca, Brown Label Decca 78 from 1954. And ahead of that, that little trip we took to Smokey Joe's Cafe. Smokey, actually, the character of Smokey Joe had been around in a lot of tunes long before that, back into the 30s. He was frequenting opium dens in Kicking the Gong Around by Cab Calloway, and he was also mourning the death of his somewhat disloyal girlfriend, Minnie the Moocher, in Minnie the Moocher is Dead. He was mentioned there to a lot of other places, too, that just don't come to mind. But the character of Smokey Joe had been around for quite a while. At any rate, before that, we heard on the Atco 78, Smokey Joe's Cafe by the Robins from 1955. They got themselves a number 10 on the R&B chart and a 79, actually, on the pop chart. With all of that, we'll tell you that it's about 23 minutes past the hour of 3. We'll be back right after these.
Central Hudson's automated phone system, the Power Line, has long been the best way for you to talk with us about just about anything having to do with your gas and electric service. And now the Power Line is easier to use and more powerful than ever. Access our new pay-by-check option. Find out when your service might be restored during a storm emergency. Converse with us entirely in Spanish, or use any of the many features you've come to rely on. Look for a guide to the new improved Powerline phone system in your next Central Hudson bill.
Here I am on the road to success. Great job, great friends, great wheels, but it just dawned on me, I need something more.
In your drive to succeed, you don't just need a car, you need the right financial partner.
Moving day is so exciting. Oh, could you put that box over there, please? But now that we own a home, there's so much more to think about.
Ulster Savings Bank is ready to help you with all of your financial needs, from mortgages to car loans to everyday savings and checking, and special banking services just for business. Plus, our insurance and financial planning experts can help you protect your most important assets and be ready for the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a doctor. Okay, Dad?
With Ulster Savings Bank by your side, anything's possible. So visit Ulster Savings Bank today, where you'll find solutions to all of your financial needs in one convenient place. Ulster Savings Bank. It's all right here with us. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Okay, and we are back on the Pirate Joe Country Music Radio Show and Old Blues and R&B Extravaganza. And guess what? We've got the weather for you. And we'll take our first look at the weather for the day. And, well, oh well, oh well. It certainly won't be as quite as nice as they said it was going to be a couple of weeks ago, but oh well. Right now in Poughkeepsie, 5 centigrade, 41 Fahrenheit. The relative humidity is 51%, and the winds are from the west-northwest at 7 knots. The barometric pressure is 1010.6 millibars. It says it's mostly clear. I don't know. It looked like mostly cloudy to me the last time, but it might have changed. Sun will set at 26 past 4, which is just a shade over an hour from now. But that sunset time will start to reverse itself in another week or so. That doesn't mean the days will be getting longer, just the sunset will be getting later. New York City, 5 centigrade, 42 Fahrenheit, and cloudy. In Albany, 2 centigrade, 36 Fahrenheit, with partly cloudy skies and light snow. Flurries tonight with a low of 25 and a 20% chance of precipitation. Tomorrow, the 2nd of December, that they originally said was going to be 64 degrees, well, don't count on it, Jack. Or Jill, for that matter. Scattered flurries, 30 for the high. Yeah. And 14 for the low. 20% the chance of precipitation. Wednesday is going to look pretty, But it won't feel too pretty when you're out there. 32 for the high, 14 the low, sunny skies. And Thursday is going to be another pretty day, but it won't be quite so pretty when you're out there. Sunny, 36 the high, 19 the low, and a 10% chance of precipitation. Things get a little more normal or palatable on Friday. Partly cloudy, 43, 29, and 20%. Saturday. Saturday brings us one of my favorite things in life, a light wintry mix. You know what that means. It means a whole bunch of words you can't say on the radio. And the high will be 35, 29 for the low, 50% the chance of precipitation, so they'll probably be increasing that as the days go by. Sunday the 7th, snow showers, 38, 32, and 40%. Monday looks like partly cloudy, 44, 29, 20% as we begin to get into what passes for a heat wave. Tuesday the 9th, partly cloudy, 49, 30, and 20%. Wednesday the 10th, scattered showers, 45, 29, and 30%. On the 1st of December, the average high... Well, the average high is 40. What the heck happened to this? Yeah, oh boy, what a, man, this thing really messed this up. All right, the average high is 44. The average low 26, and the mean is 35. 64 was the record high set back in 1991. 8. The record low back in 1995. So there you go. Do you like that? I hope you do, because there's nothing we can do about it. But we can play you this record by the Virginians. Lonesome Mama on a Batwing Victor 78, 29 minutes past the hour of 3 on the Pirate Joe Country Music Radio Show, and Old Blues and R&B Extravaganza.
Thank you. HBW.
Well, I woke up this morning and I started in crying. Had a house full of children and it wasn't none mine. I'm lonesome, sad and blue. I'm so lonesome, baby, with a mean old lonesome blue. Well, I'm working on the levee for a dollar and a half a day, and I'm crying how long before another payday. I'm lonesome, sad and blue. I'm so lonesome, baby, with a mean old lonesome blue. Got a gal in Texas, got a gal in Maine, I got a gal in jail, I got one insane. I'm lonesome, sad and blue. I'm so lonesome, baby, with a mean old lonesome blue. Gets up in the morning and begins to cruise, and I'm lying flat on my back, just full of my booze. I'm lonesome, sad and blue. I'm so lonesome, with a mean old lonesome blue. The mean old blues, my clothes all ragged, ain't got no shoes. I'm lonesome, sad and blue. I'm so lonesome, baby, with them lonesome yodeling blues. I'm going to the river, gonna jump in and drown. I'm part of you women, dogging me around. I'm lonesome, sad and blue. I'm so lonesome, baby, with a mean old lonesome blue. Down to the St. James Infirmary, found my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fast. Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be, she can search this wide world over. You'll never find a sweet man like me. Take everything as it comes.
Sometimes I'm sitting pretty. Sometimes I'm on the bus. Lord, ain't it a doggone pity? I can't find no woman I can trust. I got diamonds on my hands now, good shoes on my feet, and I always make it somehow, and I keep my women off the street. When I die, I want you to bury me in straight lace shoes, box back coat and a Stetson hat, put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know that I died standing fast.
On a Paramount 78, The Hokum Boys. Yep, Tampa Red and Georgia Tom. The Gambler's Blues or the St. James Infirmary Blues, as they have it subtitled on this Paramount 78. And we're going to hear another version of that song in just a couple of minutes. On a Blue Label Decca 78, Buddy Jones with the Mean Old Lonesome Blues. And on a Batwing Victor 78, we heard from the Virginians with Lonesome Mama. Writer's credit going to Billy Brown on that one. We've got about 21 minutes ahead of 4 o'clock. Right here on the Pirate Joe Country Music Radio Show and Old Blues and R&B Extravaganza.
This is Mike Sontimer of Parmley and Allen Funeral Homes. We plan ahead for our children's future, our retirement, and even our monthly bills, but few of us ever plan for funeral arrangements, even though this may be one of the most difficult ordeals our loved ones will ever have to face. It will never be painless, but today's options can make the grief easier to bear. One of these options is pre-planning. We can help you plan a final tribute, whether for the immediate or distant future. We understand the difficulties of bereavement, and we'll see to every detail, handling your family's need with personal care and consideration. That's Parmley and Allen Funeral Homes. Parmley Funeral Home in Poughkeepsie can be reached at 452-0790. Allen Funeral Homes in Pleasant Valley at 635-2124. Millbrook at 677-9611. And Amenia at 373-8809. You can also visit www.parmleyallenfuneralhome.com. Parmley and Allen Funeral Homes, serving Dutchess County and beyond since 1915.
And we are back on the Pirate Joe Country Music Radio Show and Old Blues and R&B Extravaganza, 20 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. Dick Robertson and his version of the St. James Infirmary Blues is next on a Brunswick 78.
I went down to St. James Infirmary. Oh, my baby there, stretched on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so bare. Let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can look this whole big wide world over. She'll never find another sweet man like me. When I die, I want you to dress me in straight lace shoes, box back coat and Stetson hat, put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know that I died standing pat. Went down harder. She used to be all my own. I tried awful hard to keep from crying. My heart felt just like lead. She was all I had to live for. I wish that it was me instead. I went down to St. James Infirmary, and all was still as night. My gal was on the table, stretched out so pale, so white. They're gonna put her in that coffin. In that old pine box she's gonna stay. And when old Gabriel blows his trumpet, we'll meet again on Judgment Day.
Thank you. Just feed me to the electric chair. Lord, I don't mind dying, but I'll be dead so long. Lord, don't mind dying, but I'll be dead so long.
Records play. When they play a sad song, I sit there and bawl. I've listened so much, I can cry with them all. Not one single program I miss. The records sound something like this.
Someday in heaven, we both can tonight. When you look in your mailbox and find your questionnaire, when you look in your mailbox and find your questionnaire, if you pass the examination, won't nothing help you but prayer.
Roosevelt Sykes on a Magenta Label OK 78 with the Training Camp Blues. That goes back to 1942. On an MGM 78, we heard Dave Landers draw up the paper's lawyer. And, of course, you heard all the imitations of people like Ernest Tubb and Roy Acuff, etc., in that one. Ruby Smith on a Staff Bluebird 78 with the Electric Chair Blues, Spencer Williams and Joe Davis getting the writer's credit on that. Western Swingster Supreme Jerry Irby. I'm so disgusted. There he was with his Texas Ranchers on that MGM 78. He wrote the tune, too. And on a Brunswick 78, we heard from Dick Robertson with St. James Infirmary. With all of that, we've got about 3.5 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour on the Pirate Joe Country Music Radio Show and Old Blues and R&B Extravaganza, we will have local news with Happy Hank Gross, as we always do, at 4:30 and 5:30. Lots of cool tunes to keep you tapping your feet throughout the afternoon, and all kinds of information to edify your existences, yes. Though it doesn't sound pretentious, it certainly does. 5 centigrade, 41 Fahrenheit here in Poughkeepsie. The sun will be setting at 26 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock as darkness descends upon us earlier and earlier each day. But in another week and a half or two, that will start to reverse. and our sunsets will be a little bit later. That doesn't mean the days will be getting longer, but the sunsets will be a little bit later.
From the Great Salt Lakes of Utah, the California Golden Shore, Colorado and Nevada, through the desert burning gold. While she's circling through the canyons, can't you see that mountain stream? It's the California Zephyr, the Union Pacific Queen. See her rocking, see her rolling, as she rambles on her way. She left L.A. this morning, burning up the right away. In the distance, hear her moan, hear her lonesome whistle scream. It's the California Zephyr, the Union Pacific Queen. She leaves the city of Decatur, heading for old Santa Fe. She's a making not, she's making time. Just watch her swing and sweep. And way out in the darkness, see that headlight gleam. It's the California Zephyr, the Union Pacific Queen. Salt Lakes of Utah, to California's golden shore, Colorado and Nevada, through the desert's burning door. While she's circling through the canyons, can't you see that mountain stream? It's the California's Zephyr, the Union Pacific Queen.
Touch. Whatever he did made me flip my lid. Now, that's the stuff you gotta watch. The girl nearby kinda caught my eye. She said, I like you very much. The very next day I was minus my pay. Now, that's the stuff you gotta watch, man. Gotta be careful all the time. Whenever you're on the street, just when you think you're doing fine, boy, you get beat. I looked into the mirror. I really look top notch. What I saw before. Now that's the stuff you gotta watch, man. Oh, yes. You're so ugly. Man, you are so ugly. Looking into the mirror. Well, I ain't that bad. And throw away your trombone, man. Play it pretty, Albert.
What he calls his melody.
got the rhythm in a boxcar riding on a bumpy rail. Wrote the tune from start to finish on the walls of the county jail, the hobo bookie. That's just the way it came to be. Oh, he tires of faces every day. He tires of places, wants to get away. He gets the urge to hit the steel, to Asheville, Nashville, Chattanooga, or Mobile. You can hear the wheels a-clanging and the rails just seem to hum. It'll make you feel like shouting, hey there, Birmingham, here I come, the hobo boogie. You gotta love that melody. He gets the urge to hit the steel, to Asheville, Nashville, Chattanooga, or Mobile. You can hear the wheels a-clanging and the rails just seem to hum. It'll make you feel like shouting, hey there, Birmingham, here I come, the hobo boogie. You gotta love that melody.
Rex Turner on a Royale 78 with the Hobo Boogie. And that goes out to anyone who, like me, has ever looked at some slow-moving boxcars and been awfully tempted to just, you know, bingo, hop aboard and be gone. Writer's credit on that one goes to Smokey Smith, Rex Turner, and the Westerners. Before that, Harry the Hipster Gibson on a Diamond 78. And that's the stuff you gotta watch. Yes, indeed. Writer's credit on that tune goes to Irvin Rose, Harry Hipson, the Gibson the Hipster. And on an MGM 78, we heard from none other than Hank Williams himself with the California Zephyr. And we've got about 12 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock right here on the Pirate Joe Country Music Radio Show and Old Blues and R&B Extravaganza on the best station in the nation, the hip spot on your dial, WHVW. Let's see what's in our little box here. What have we got? This. And, oh! The Boots and Bows Square Dance Club. Well, they're going to be having a square dance plus tips and rounds, and that's important. Friday, the 12th of December, and it all starts at about 7:30 and ends at about 10:15. Happens at Our Savior Lutheran Church, 1400 Route 52 in Fishkill. The caller will be Supti Rogers, and the cure, Shirley Underwood. And if you need more information, 485-8666 is a good number to call, because that's the number they put on the card to call if you want more information. Kind of makes sense to me. Just figured I'd pass that along. 13 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock.
Thank you.
you.
Take a winner here this time, Charlie. Ride, boy, ride like you never have rode before. I bet my last dolly passes old trouble in mind, yeah. Come in, Tommy, how do you feel about it?
Black Rider.
Leon, my collar down. All right, Leon. But the girls back home is missing Leon while he's down in good old Dallas town.
Don't ride, Black Rider. I'll keep thee.
Boogie Woogie Prayer. Actually, that's Boogie Woogie Prayer Part 1, I think. No, that was Part 2. Okay. On Vocalion 78, Mead Lux Lewis, Pete Johnson, and Albert Ammons. Those guys kind of wrote the book on Boogie Woogie. Well, Pine Top Smith, of course, had a few pages of his own, too, but he just wasn't around long enough to write as many chapters as he otherwise would have. Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys on a Magenta Label OK 78 with Black Rider. And there were two versions of that. This is the, let's see, I think this is the second take. And what they did on these Magenta Label OK 78s is they just released some of them with the first take on it, and then they, I guess, changed their mind and put the second take on there, or vice versa, and sent them out there with the same record number. So the only way you would know, well, there's only two ways to know. Number one, by playing, and you could hear the subtle differences. And the other way was to note that the stamping numbers were slightly different on that side. One of those little things that they like to, little curves they like to throw at you. I've got both of them, though. And Ernest Nasser, or Ernst, sorry, Nasser, with Anton Karas's Third Man theme, which came from the Paramount, the Carol Reed motion picture production, The Third Man, surprisingly enough. And that was kind of a bizarre little film, but definitely worth seeing. This, by the way, was recorded in merry old England. Yeah. We've got 23 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock on the Pirate Show Country Music Radio Show and Old Blues and R&B Extravaganza right here on the heart and soul of American music, WHVW, the hip spot on your dial, and all that sort of thing. We've got a couple of announcements, or messages as they say. And after that, guess what? A couple of more tunes, and then it's time for Happy Hank Gross with local news right here on WHVW. Don't want to miss a second of that, so we'll be right back. If fine Italian food is your forte, you need to pay a visit to the Milanese Restaurant, conveniently located at 115 Main Street in Poughkeepsie. All the traditional favorites are on the menu and made with the very finest of ingredients. A fine wine list, of course. Mouth-watering Italian desserts, only the best. The service is warm, friendly, and responsive, and the off-street parking makes your trip to the Milanese a breeze. The Milanese Restaurant is a favorite for business meetings and parties, and good food's the reason. You can make the Milanese Restaurant headquarters for your next business meeting or party by calling 845-471-9533. That's 845-471-9533. If fine Italian food and atmosphere are what you like, come to the Milanese Restaurant, 115 Main Street in Poughkeepsie.
Question: does a big yawn describe how you feel about your career prospects? Do you dream of being self-employed? Are you a people person and a problem solver? Are you looking for unlimited income potential? As a financial representative of the Northwestern Mutual Financial Network, you'll be in business for yourself, but you won't be alone. You work with a network of specialists to help clients achieve their financial goals. You'll be backed by one of the premier financial services companies in the nation, Northwestern Mutual. And you'll become a trusted financial confidant, known for your expert guidance and innovative solutions. We offer a proven training program and unlimited earning potential. Arrange a no-obligation meeting, no high pressure, no hard sell. Just a get-acquainted visit to find out if this career is for you. Call 452-8640. The Northwestern Mutual Financial Network, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And we are back here on the Pirate Joe Country Music Radio Show and Old Blues and R&B Extravaganza News at 4:30 right now. Wiley Walker and Gene Sullivan.
Memories that linger in my heart, memories that make my heart grow cold. But someday they'll live again, sweetheart, and my blue moon again will turn to gold. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay. The lips that used to thrill me so, your kisses were meant for only me. In my dreams they live again, sweetheart, but my golden moon is just a memory. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay. The castles we built of dreams together were the sweetest stories ever told. Maybe we will live them all again, and my blue moon again will turn to gold. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay.
Thank you.
right there on a magenta label OK78, When You Love Me. And ahead of that on another magenta label OK78, Wiley Walker and Gene Sullivan, they wrote the tune, When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again. 31 minutes past 4, time for a report of local news with Hank Gross.
A very good afternoon to you. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com for WHVW Radio. The news this afternoon brought to you by Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation and by Parmalee and Allen Funeral Homes of Dutchess County, serving Dutchess County and beyond since 1915. A fight between four people Saturday night resulted in the stabbing of one of them, Poughkeepsie Town Police said yesterday. Police reported a 17-year-old male was treated for a stab wound at Vassar Brothers Medical Center following the incident at a parking lot at the Poughkeepsie Galleria. All four people involved in the incident knew each other, police said. In another incident, a Poughkeepsie Town Police officer was injured Saturday night at the same mall when he was assaulted by a juvenile female. The uniformed officer had just placed another female in custody who had fought with him and resisted arrest on a shoplifting charge when the juvenile female attacked and bit him on the arm. The officer sustained facial injuries in the incident and was treated and released from St. Francis Hospital. The juvenile in the incident was reported to be the cousin of the female charged with the original shoplifting and resisting arrest. Charged with petty larceny and resisting arrest was 24-year-old Latoya Williams of the city of Newburgh. She was arraigned and sent to the Dutchess County Jail on $15,000 bail. The juvenile involved in assaulting the officer was released to her family pending further police investigation. Poughkeepsie Town Police are investigating a robbery and assault that occurred at a private residence in the Fairview section of the town. The 21-year-old male victim told police he'd been at his home when two men forced their way in and assaulted and robbed him of cash. Police found the victim with head and facial injuries that he sustained in the incident. The victim told police both men had their faces covered by masks. Back with more news in a moment.
Looking for a holiday gift idea for the person who has everything, or someone who is hard to shop for? Something that just about everyone can use and that will almost certainly be unexpected. Look no further than a Central Hudson gift certificate. Perfectly practical and practically perfect for any friend, relative, or loved one who'd appreciate a little help with their gas or electric bill. Central Hudson gift certificates can be purchased in any amount. Just call us to order your Central Hudson gift certificates in time for the holidays.
Orange County Executive Edward Diana's proposal to raise the county's sales tax by 0.75% has received a boost from the Orange County Association of Mayors and Supervisors. The group has voted to back the proposal to increase county revenues as expenses escalate, primarily due to state mandates. Diana is enlisting additional support for the municipal officials.
What I've asked them to do now, if they would send letters off to Albany and to our state representatives, encouraging them to vote for it. Also, the mayor from Port Jervis, Mr. Ross Decker, was in the room, and he said it. That on Monday night's Common Council meeting in Port Jervis, they unanimously supported the sales tax increase as well. So that was one municipality doing it. So I'm going to send out a letter on Monday to all the mayors and supervisors of the towns, villages, and cities and ask them if they would take a resolution to the floor and ask their councils to support it as well.
The county's share would increase from 3% to 3.75%. The state legislature and governor must approve the tax increase. The number of existing single-family homes sold in the Hudson Valley in October increased dramatically over the same period in 2002. According to the New York State Association of Realtors, the largest jump in sales was in Dutchess County, where 38% more homes were sold. That increase was followed by a jump of 28% in Putnam County, 26% in Sullivan, 12% in Rockland, 11% in Westchester, and 3% in Orange. Home sales declined 13%. In Ulster County, statewide sales grew by 9%. The cheapest place to buy an existing single-family house in October was Sullivan County at a median price of under $117,000. The most expensive homes were in Westchester County with a median price of $549,000. Homes in Putnam County sold for $349,000, in Rockland for $348,000, in Dutchess for $279,000, in Orange for $240,000, and in Ulster County for $177,000. Well, how many times have you seen drivers motoring around while talking with cell phones up to their ears? How many times have you seen motorists applying lipstick or puffing on a cigarette while talking on a cell phone? Well, the state's hands-free cell phone law is another year older, and one state police official in the Hudson Valley says they continue to enforce the law that was implemented for safety's sake. Troop F State Police Major Alan Martin says more and more people are using hands-free devices.
We have seen a higher level of compliance. However, as you pointed out, there's still many people who do not obey that particular law, and we're going to work hard to make sure that people don't get hurt.
A drive in the Hudson Valley will invariably reveal a handful of people still holding cell phones to their ear while they drive. A final story right after this.
This is Mike Sontimer of Parmley and Allen Funeral Homes. We plan ahead for our children's future, our retirement, and even our monthly bills, but few of us ever plan for funeral arrangements, even though this may be one of the most difficult ordeals our loved ones will ever have to face. It will never be painless, but today's options can make the grief easier to bear. One of these options is pre-planning. We can help you plan a final tribute, whether for the immediate or distant future. We understand the difficulties of bereavement, and we'll see to every detail, handling your family's need with personal care and consideration. That's Parmley and Allen Funeral Homes. Parmley Funeral Home in Poughkeepsie can be reached at 452-0790. Allen Funeral Homes in Pleasant Valley at 635-2124. Millbrook at 677-9611. And Amenia at 373-8809. You can also visit www.parmleyallenfuneralhome.com. Parmley and Allen Funeral Homes, serving Dutchess County and beyond since 1915.
The Kingston Common Council tomorrow evening is expected to vote on a proposal that would watch absentee landlords more closely. The council's concerned about the shoddy condition of many buildings owned by out-of-town landlords. Common Council Majority Leader William Reynolds says the law, if approved, would require those landlords to pay a fee and register with the city.
These things include obscuration and the designation of a property manager, and other important information that will help us find out where this person is so the person can be located and be informed of the violations that are affecting their property.
Some landlords and real estate people have already voiced opposition to the plan, saying it would be too costly because of the new fee and requirement to hire a property manager. And that's WHVW News for this hour. The news brought to you by Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation and by Parmley and Allen Funeral Homes of Dutchess County, serving Dutchess County and beyond since 1915. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com, for WHVW Radio.
And thank you very much, Hank, and he'll be back at about, 51 minutes from now at 5:30 right here on the Pirate Joe Country Music Radio Show and Old Blues and R&B Extravaganza with yet another report of local news.
We heard lots of talk today up and down life's broad highway, whether Hitler died in old Berlin. Here's one thing I'm telling you, you can bet your life it's true. If we forget, then Hitler lives again. Hitler lives if we hurt our fellow man. Hitler lives if we forget. Those who fought where heroes die, that our flag might float on high. If we forget, Hitler lives, Hitler lives. Buddies here and there, mighty lonesome in despair. Got no home and got no job and got no friends. If their troubles you ignore, if you turn them from your door, then you can tell the world that Hitler lives again. Hitler lives if we hurt our fellow man. Hitler lives if we forget. Those who fought where heroes die, that our flag might float on high. If we forget, Hitler lives, Hitler lives. Thank you. so dumb you've forgotten 41, when the world was all aflame from shore to shore. You can count on this, my friend, you let Hitler live again if you should ever turn a hero from your door. Hitler lives if we hurt our fellow man. Hitler lives if we forget those who fought where heroes die, that our flag might float on high if we forget. Hitler lives, Hitler lives. Hitler lives if we hurt our fellow man. Hitler lives if we forget those who fought our heroes die, that our flag might float on high if we forget. Hitler lives, Hitler lives.
There you go, Herman the Hermit. On a capital, 78, Hitler lives if we hurt our fellow man. Writer's credit going to Red River Dave and Bill Crouch. You know, Red River Dave was a great one for coming out with songs of a political and semi-political nature. And that was one of them right there. We've got 18 minutes before the hour of 5 o'clock on the Pirate Joe Country Music Radio Show and Old Blues and R&B Extravaganza. And let's see here. We've got a weather forecast for you. Let's see what's going on. Well, the temperature in Poughkeepsie, 4 centigrade, 40 Fahrenheit, and falling. Relative humidity, 44%, and falling. Winds from the northwest at 21 knots. The barometric pressure, 1012.4 millibars and rising. The skies are mostly cloudy, according to this. The sun, well, that's done set and gone. New York City has 5 centigrade, 41 Fahrenheit, and cloudy. Albany, 1 centigrade, 34 Fahrenheit, and clear. Some snow flurries coming our way tonight with a low of 25 degrees. There's a 20% chance of precipitation. Scattered flurries tomorrow, 30 the high, 14 the low, 20% the chance of precipitation. Things start a slow and anemic rebound. On Wednesday, it'll be a sunny day. It'll look nice, but it won't feel too nice. 32 the high, 14 the low. Thursday, another sunny day. 36 the high, 19 the low, and a 10% chance of precipitation. Friday, looks like partly cloudy. 43, 29, 20%. Saturday, a light wintry mix. We know how pleasant that can be. 35, 29, and a 50% chance of that garbage. Sunday, looks like snow showers, 38, 32, and 40%. Monday, partly cloudy, 44, 29, and 20%. Tuesday the 9th, partly cloudy, 49, 30, and 20%. Wednesday the 10th, scattered showers, 45, 29, and 30%. We are in a 0 to 4 degree below normal temperature projection by the one that I put the most faith in. There's another one, and that one says that we are in an above normal projection. Now, I don't know. They seem to need to have a little collaboration here, and maybe they can get it straight. As for us, our high was about 41. The average high for the 1st of December is 44 degrees, so we are 0 to 4 below. The average low is 26 for a mean of 35, 64 the record high from 1991, 8 the record low from 1995. Fats Waller on the Pirate Joe Country Music Radio Show and Old Blues and R&B Extravaganza. On the heart and soul of American music, the famous WHVW.